Good morning.
Good morning.
And welcome to worship this morning. Welcome to those who are here in the church building. Welcome to those who are worshiping via Zoom. And welcome to those who are listening to this recording at a later date. All are welcome. A special welcome to any friends and family of our children who have been here at Holiday Club this week. You're going to hear more about that later on. But this past week, we have had our holiday club entitled The Great Glen Greenwelly Garden Show. 10 points if you can say that. Our service today will be led by some of the children and the leaders who have been involved this week. After the service, we will have tea, coffee and biscuits through in the hall, so please do come through and join us for some fellowship. Our call to worship this morning is taken from Psalm 118 and it's verse 24. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We start our service this morning by singing hymn 500, Lord of Creation, to you be all praise. Again, everyone. It's so great to see you all here. Like I said earlier, our celebration service today is for the end of our holiday club, the Great Glen Greenwelly Garden Show. Woo! This club was created by SU Scotland, which meant it didn't quite have the same resources as other sources might have done. But nevertheless, we were still able to provide a meaningful and well-received club. And the numbers were slightly up on last year as well, so whoop, 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 a little happy dance. Unfortunately, Jane Campbell took unwell just before the start of the week, which meant we were unable to have our drama slot. Jane is doing better now and was able to join us later on in the week, which was brilliant. It's lovely to have you here today, Jane. Just sadly, without the drama. Another absentee was our youth worker, Chris, who was going to be presenting up front with me. But sadly, Chris is off work unwell at the moment. Like I said, the title of the club is... The Great Glen Green Welly Garden Show. And myself, Lady Claire McBean, I'm the chair of the show. And at the beginning of the week, the scene was set perfectly. We had a lovely garden, didn't we, at the beginning of the week? And during the week, we looked at five different Bible stories, and the theme of each day was reflected in our garden. I was going to bring the garden through here, but I thought it might get a bit messy. So please do come through to the hall after the service and have a look. Who can remember what story we looked at on day one? Way back on Monday, Michaela. Well, that was the memory verse on day one, which I'll come to later on. But the story, can anyone remember the story that we had? It was right at the beginning of the Bible. Yes. Creation, the story of creation in Genesis chapter 1. The perfect garden that God created. On Tuesday, we continued into the Garden of Eden and the temptation that Adam and Eve faced. Our garden became a little bit spoiled. The plants got knocked over and some litter appeared. On Wednesday, we realized that no matter how hard we try, we can't restore things to perfection. No matter how hard we try, and I tried really, really hard to tidy the garden. And did it work? What happened? I made it worse. I made more mess trying to tidy up. On Thursday, we learned that Jesus is the perfect gardener. God sent his one and only Son to die for us and to take away our sin. We have hope for the future. And on Friday, we read in the book of Revelation, right at the end of the Bible, about God creating a new heaven and a new earth for all of us, where all the old had gone away, all the pain, all the sorrow, all the crying had all gone, and our garden was restored better than how it was when it started. I thought it was perfect at the beginning, but it was even better by the end of the week. The Great Glen Green Welly Garden Show was saved. Yes. And we even made the local paper. And I was going to have it, and I've forgotten to pick it up. So our picture was in Friday's Courier, and I'm hoping there's still one lying about somewhere if you want to have a wee look. Today's service is following a similar pattern to the timetable we had each day. So feel free to imagine yourself attending the club yourselves. So first, I'm going to ask our readers to come up for the reading. So I've got Michaela Gilead. So up we come, and they're going to give us our first reading.
This reading is selected verses from Psalm 119. Happy are the people who live pure lives. They follow the Lord's teaching. Happy are the people who keep his rules. They ask him for help with their whole heart. They don't do what is wrong. They follow his ways. With all my heart, I can try to obey you, God. Don't let me break your commands. I have taken your words to heart so I would not sin against you. Your word is like a lamp for my feet and a light for my way.
Open my eyes to see the wonderful things in your teachings.
How I love your teachings. I think about them all day long. Your commands make me wiser than my enemies, because they are mine forever. I will do what I have promised and obey your fair laws. You are my hiding place, my shield, and I trust your word. I am your servant. Give me wisdom so I can understand your rules. Listen to my prayer. Save me as you promise. Let me speak your praise. Let me sing about your promises. I want you to save me, Lord. I love your teachings. Amen.
Yeah, you didn't think I was going to stand for the whole service, did you? So I've got just a little question for you. Have any of you ever been afraid of the dark? Any of the congregation been afraid of the dark? Has there been a time when you've been lost and you didn't know which way to go? I'm seeing a few hands. And what happens when you turn on the light switch? What happens to the darkness? It disappears, it goes away. Yes, Sophia, is that what you were going to say? Yeah. So I want you to imagine, you can close your eyes if you want to, I want you to imagine that you're walking through a dark wood and you don't know where you're going, you don't know where you are, you cannot see ahead because it's so dark, but you keep walking. Then you realize that you had a torch in your pocket the whole time, as most of us do on a smartphone these days. You've got a torch somewhere on that phone. And whenever you turn the light on, you can see the path that was always close to you. And as you follow the path with the light on, you wonder how you ever lost it, because it was so dark, you could never find it. And this is why we should always have our light on. And our light is the Bible. The Bible is our light in the darkness. And you can open your eyes if you'd shut them to imagine the story. You can open your eyes for this bit. The Bible is our light in the darkness. The Bible is God's word to us. By reading and memorizing the Bible, we are able to carry our torch, our light, with us at all times. God gave us the Bible so that we may be able to find our way. We, however, must be willing to accept the guidance the Bible offers. So we're going to read just a little bit from the Bible, and we heard some of this earlier. And this bit comes from Psalm 119, and it's verses 105 to 108. Your word is like a lamp for my feet and a light for my path. I will do what I have promised and obey your fair laws. I have suffered for a long time. Lord, give me life by your word. Lord, accept my willing praise and teach me your laws. The person who wrote this says that they promise to follow God's ways. They know that if they follow God's ways, then they will be on the right path and will not be led into darkness. When they take an oath or promise, they are so happy that they praise God. And it is so important for us to remember God's words and keep them in our hearts. The Bible says about Jesus in John 1, verses 4 to 5, in him was life, and that life was the life of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Jesus is our light. He shines in the darkness. And if you remember back to what we learned about on Thursday, Jesus came that we may have life and have it abundantly. Jesus, God's only Son, came to give his life for us. He died on the cross to take away our sins. And sins are what we do that are against God's laws, like telling lies, stealing, and hurting others. Jesus gave up his life for us. We must believe in him and believe God who sent Jesus. God's word is a light for our dark path, and the Bible also says that Jesus is light for our dark path. Jesus is the word. We've been learning a lot about God and Jesus this week, but there is so much more in the Bible than what we covered. Through coming to church on a Sunday, coming to Sunday club, we can hear more stories and even more, which is super exciting. And all the adults here come to learn too. It's not just you young ones that learn. Yes, Sophia. It's two more days until you go back to school, I know. I think we're on the countdown to the end of the holidays now. But it's amazing that you guys came to Holiday Club in the last week of your school holidays to learn so much. So I want you to remember that God's word, the Bible, guides our steps and gives light to us, especially in our darkest times. So we're just going to say just a short prayer. So let's put our hands together, bow our heads, and let us pray. Dear Father, thank you for your written word, which provides us with strength for today and great hope for tomorrow. As we step out into the darkness, we pray that your word will light the way we take and lead us in the path of righteousness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So just like after the darkness of night, we have the glorious, hopefully sunny morning, which leads us nicely into our next song, hymn number 212, Morning Has Broken. I think it's time that the congregation heard from all of you guys. And this next bit is some of the songs that we've been learning during the week. Woo! We love some songs. These guys have been brilliant singers this week. So I would like everybody to come up, hopefully some leaders as well. We're going to start with. So one of the things that was different this year is there wasn't a set theme song that was provided for us. That didn't stop us, though. We still had a theme song for the week, and it's called Creator God. But just like we learned a new song every day, we're going to learn a new verse of this song today. So we've done all the verses. We've done verse 1 and verse 2 with a chorus in between, but we've got an extra verse on the end. Don't ask me what the extra verse is, because I've not learned it yet. You put the heat into the sun. You place the heart in everyone. So you can either try and make a wee heart shape, pop it on your heart. You can just cover your heart, okay? And all the music played, and we're going to point to the piano. And all the dancing done, do a little dance. Woo-hoo-hoo. Reminds us that we are made to be creative-like. And then we go into the chorus, Creator God. Okay, do you think you'll manage that when we get there? Yes, yeah, so we're going to go back to the beginning. Perfect, we are ready.
Thank you.
Now we've got Friday's song. So Friday's song, you've got to do. Ah, some of the congregation know this one. If you know any of these songs, you are welcome to sing along with us. You've got to, I'll stand up to show you the actions, I'll set it down again. Dig a little deeper in God's love. You've got to dig a little deeper in God's love. You've got to dig a little deeper in the storehouse, you're drawing a house, of his love. You've got to walk a little walk like you know you should. You've got to talk a little talk like you know you should. You've got to dig a little deeper in the storehouse of his love. The last song in this section that we're going to do is on the first day of creation. So this was our Monday song. And we go right the way through all 7 days of creation, starting with day one. What comes next? I've lost my order of service. I think it's a prayer. Who's doing my prayer? I think it's Lewis, Callum and William. So the rest of you can go and sit down. Lewis, Callum and William.
Let us pray. Father God, there are many things we want to say thank you for. We say thank you for food. We had fruit, biscuits and snacks at Holiday Club. Some people don't have anything. Thank you, God, for food. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that you died to take away our sins.
Thank you for parents, grandparents, and everyone in our families. We all get looked after, no matter how old we are, and it's a lot of fun playing with different people. So thank you, God, for our own families and other families around the world. Thank you, God, for Holiday Club, for the fun and the games, the singing and crafts, the barbecue and snacks, our leaders and all our friends.
Thank you, God, for creating our beautiful world and everything in it. Please help us to protect endangered animals all over the world. Thank you, God, for making us unique. Each one of us is different. You love each one of us. Thank you especially, God, for always loving us. We have been shown that everything good starts with you, and so if it's good, it comes from you. You made it, you allow it, you help it. So for that, we say thank you.
We bring these prayers to you as we say together the prayer that Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. So I've still managed to lose my order of service, but I think we're away to sing another hymn. What a friend we have in Jesus. How could I forget that one? So we've been learning a lot about Jesus, and this song just reminds us He is the best friend that we could have. So it's number 547, What a Friend We Have in Jesus.
Thank you.
So just like I've touched on already, each day we learnt a new song, and you've heard three of them so far. The other three will come later on. We also learnt a memory verse each day. The adults are going, oh no. The children are going, yes, I've remembered one of them. Maybe. Does anyone remember day one's memory verse? Michaela.
God created the whole world in heaven and on earth, the seen and the unseen things. God created the whole universe. Colossians chapter 1, verse 16.
So in case you didn't hear that, day one's memory verse, which Michaela perfectly said, God created everything in heaven and on earth, the seen and the unseen things. God created the whole universe, Colossians chapter 1, verse 16. What about day 2's memory verse? Jacob.
Do not eat the tree of good and evil, of knowledge, but I don't remember that.
That's okay. So the verse is, you must not eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And it's from Genesis chapter 2, verse 17. Well done, Jacob. What about day 3's memory verse? You would think as we got through the week it would be easier because it was less distance ago to remember, but they seem to get harder. We had a song for this one. I don't want to give everything away. Somebody who's not answered yet. Just two. Do you remember this one, Grace? Do you remember where it was from? If you don't remember, it's okay. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. And it's from Matthew chapter 22, verse 37. Well done, Grace, for remembering that one. What about day 4? Yes, boys.
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, and whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. John chapter 3, verse 16.
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. John chapter 3, verse 16. Day 5. It was the one that we were in the church. We had all the leaders and they stood in a big semicircle all the way around here.
Oh.
Yes.
God's dwelling people?
Close. We got some of the words.
Yeah, God's dwelling
place.
Place.
So it started here. It went, look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. That seems a lot longer than I remembered it to be.
I
don't think we had the second bit. So on, if you got a bookmark, you got an extra verse on your bookmark. Don't say we don't give you anything. The first bit, look, God's dwelling place is now among the people and he will dwell with them. Revelation chapter 21, verse 3. That was a tricky one. But do you know what? We're going to learn a new one today because I didn't want all you lovely people in the congregation to miss out. So we're going to do it similar to how we've done it some of the days during the week. So hopefully on the screen, we're going to get the verse. So we're going to read it all together. Your word is like a lamp for my feet and a light for my path. Psalm 119, verse 105. Okay. And what do we do?
Take away
some words. Ready? Your word is like a lamp for my feet and a light for my path. Psalm 119, verse 105. We'll take some more words away. We're only taking two away at a time. Ready, off we go. Your lamp for my feet and a light for my path. Psalm 119, verse 105. It's too easy for you guys. Right, here we go. Your word is like a lamp for my feet and a light for my path. Psalm 119, verse 105. Good. Right, next lot. Oh. How does it start? Is like a lamp for my feet and a light for my path. Psalm 119, verse 105. Yes. Starts to feel a bit tricky now, doesn't it? Ready, off we go. Your word is like a lamp for my feet and a light for my path. Psalm 119, verse 105. You ready? All together. Your word is like a lamp for my feet and a light for my path. Psalm 119, verse 105. I think give yourselves a big round of applause. Oh, it's me again. I like to sit down for the talks. Not because I'm going to talk for hours and hours and hours, but it just gives my legs a wee rest. And this garden chair was beautifully donated for the week, and I'm not going to lie, it's pretty comfy to sit in. Just like following on from our memory verse, your word is like a lamp for my feet and a light for my path. And my talk earlier about how the Bible is our light in the darkness. The Bible tells us lots of things about how we should act and live our lives. In the book of Galatians, chapter 5, we read, "So I tell you, live by following the Spirit. The Spirit gives love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control." I wanted that for the memory verse, but somebody thought it might be too difficult. But just like the fruit in the garden that God created, in the Garden of Eden, the fruit we eat today can grow on trees, vines, and other plants. Fruit only grows when a plant has been carefully watered with lots of sunlight and good soil. It takes a lot of time and a lot of patience to grow fruit. But when we see the tiny flower buds close up and begin to bring forth fruit, it makes all our hard work in the garden worth it. Fruits of the Spirit are not things that come naturally to us, but can come only from God's Holy Spirit. When we give our hearts to Jesus, we can begin to grow these fruits in our heart. And when the fruit grows in our life, it makes us a witness to others of the changing power of Jesus. The fruits of the world are nothing like the fruits of the Spirit. We are all sinners, and as sinners, we are born selfish and self-centered. The way of the world is to put yourself first and look out for your own interests ahead of others. The fruit of the world is impatient, short-tempered, unkind, and quick to get angry. The fruits of the Spirit are the opposite to our sinful human nature. It does not come naturally for us to be loving, joyful, peaceful, patient, kind, good, faithful, gentle, or self-controlled. If we want these fruits in our lives, we have to depend on God to grow them. Fruit requires water, sunshine, and good soil. The fruits of the Spirit require cultivation of a different kind. It requires us to pray daily, to read the Bible, to worship the Lord, and to serve others. The more time we spend with God, alone and with other believers, And the more we seek God's will for our lives, the more these fruits will grow. At first, we will look for opportunities to be loving and kind and gentle with others. But over time, these things will come naturally. We will become true witnesses for Jesus because the fruit will grow in our hearts. Of course, the real purpose of fruit is not simply to provide food, but to create seeds that spread that fruit to other places. The fruit of the Spirit's seeds, when people see the fruit at work in our lives, when people see we have a godly fruit and not a worldly fruit, they will see the difference that God can make in a person's life. The fruit of the Spirit can convince others that they need Jesus in their own hearts. Fruit is healthy and gives our bodies the vitamins and nutrients it needs. The fruit of the Spirit makes our hearts healthy. It sets us apart from the world, and it can make us a witness to others. It takes time and patience to cultivate these fruits. But when we let God grow these fruits in our hearts, God will use us to bring glory to his name. Let's pray. Dear God, teach us to live by the fruit of the Spirit so people will see Jesus in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our next hymn this morning is another one that fits the garden and creation theme of the club. It's number 137, All Things Bright and Beautiful.
Thank you.
come before God with our prayer of dedication for the offering and our prayer of dedication. Let us pray. Lord, you have given us everything we have, everything we are, and everything we shall be. We bring these gifts as a sign of our joy in all you have given. Lord, you are the source of all goodness. We pray for those through whom your goodness flows, those in whom we most clearly experience a sense of your presence and an awareness of your beauty. May your goodness touch and change the world and our lives. We pray for those whose words and deeds bring us hope, those who give us courage to stand firm, to speak your name, and to keep our eyes focused on the kingdom of God. May your goodness touch and change your world and our lives. We pray for those who are like salt to the earth and whose lives bring new light in the darkness around them, those whose way of life is designed to care for your creation, not damage it. May your goodness touch and change your world and our lives. We pray for those whose goodness is never seen, for those whose words of compassion are heard by few, and yet whose deeds of caring are experienced by many. Those whose lives are so flooded by the grace of Christ that his goodness overflows through them to touch friends and family, colleagues and neighbours, old and young. May your goodness touch and change your world and our lives. We pray for those who see goodness as a goal they can never reach, for those who are discovering that goodness is a fruit of the Spirit, and for those who, as they open their lives to the Spirit's presence, are learning what Christ can do with them and for them. May your goodness touch and change your world and our lives. We pray for ourselves and for those that we know, for those whose goodness still touches our lives. We pray for ourselves that as Christ touches us, so we may become channels of his goodness to others. May your goodness touch and change your world and our lives. Lord, you are the source of all goodness. That is why we bring these prayers in your name. Amen. Now, just because I just like to throw a cheeky wee curveball in there, I've got a little extra thing that we do not have on the Ordre service. And it's a recap of the memory verse that you learnt just a few minutes ago. Do you think you can remember it? Yes. Do the congregation think they can remember it? Oh, yes. So after three, let's see if we can all say it together. One, two, three. Your word is like a lamp for my feet and a light for my path. Psalm 119, verse 105. Good work, everyone. Right, so next up, we've got the second lot of all our songs. So, everybody up. Leaders, come up as well. This is non-negotiable this time. Everybody up. Everybody up. Our first song that we're going to do in this section is called Who's the King of the Jungle? Who's the King of the Sea?
Thank you.
loved the song so much that that song that was only about 8 lines apparently was too short. So next year we're going to have the longest songs that you can imagine. But we sung that one through twice because I think we liked it. We wanted to make it a little bit longer. This next one we'll also do twice. This is one that some of you in the congregation might know as well. So if you do want to join in, you can. It's Love the Lord Your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. Ready? Song that we've not done was known by one of the kids who's sadly not here today as the Hand Song. Its official title is It Takes an Almighty Hand. You guys can come and sit that down. We are very nearly finished. So just while the kids are sitting down, just before I start the vote of thanks, I would just like to say again that you are all invited through to the hall for refreshments and have a look at our garden. Having stepped into planning and running the club at short notice due to Chris's absence, I need to thank the following people who have helped the week run smoothly. Those who helped on the tables, registration and general duties during the week, those who helped in the kitchen, to Joe for organising the crafts, the tech team, Jane for organising the drama, which sadly we didn't get to see, Eleanor for organising the music, Stuart for leading our games, Compost Carla, who helped introduce the theme and story each day, those who led our devotions before we started with the children, those who helped to set up the hall, Jane and Graham Johnston, who provided our barbecue on Wednesday evening, those who donated food, juice, craft items, money, welly boots, those who prayed for the success of the club, and finally, and I think most importantly, the children who attended the club this week. You guys have been absolutely brilliant. There have been 22 of you during the week, and the enthusiasm you guys have shown has been absolutely amazing. So can we just put our hands together for everyone at the Great Glen Green Welly Garden Show?
Well, that was a fairly comprehensive vote of thanks. However, it's strange when you deliver it, often there's someone excluded, and that is the individual delivering the very message. Now, I know from the educational world that it takes 15 minutes to prepare for 1 minute of a presentation, delivery, lecture. And that is in normal circumstances. So to suddenly find that some of the support you anticipated is no longer available can make things a little awkward. However, it would appear from the children, the smiles, the songs, their commitment throughout the week that you have managed to do so. And so, in thanking the chair of the WGS, who is in fact the MIP, the most important person in the WGS, I would like you all just to put your hands together, and a special thank you to Claire for leading the club.
Why didn't I think of that? The I still probably wouldn't have got it right. Anyway, let's all stand together and sing our final hymn, which reminds us of everything that we've been doing this week. To God be the glory, great things he has done, number 512. Creator God, as we return now to our homes, workplaces, and communities, may we hear and smell, taste and touch, but above all, let us see your beauty and your glory evident in all of your creation. May your light of the Creator shine upon us. May the word of Christ call to us. May the Spirit of God inspire us in everything we do, now and forevermore.